I invite you to relax. As we go through the meditation, you may feel you need to move, and that is okay. You are free to adjust yourself. Give yourself permission to relax with the knowledge that this is your time, because when you truly relax, you are in control. The more you physically relax, the more you mentally relax. And when you are relaxed, you can think clearly and you can implement change. Take a moment to check in with your body, just making sure that you are comfortable. And now, turning attention to your breathing, taking a couple of slower breaths, breathing out for a little bit longer than breathing in. Because that pattern of breathing shows your brain it's time to be calm and to step away from the outside world. Just being aware of your head relaxing so you don't have to hold on to any stress or tension in your shoulders or your neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, and let go. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you and any sounds outside. None of these things need to distract or disturb you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is safely still turning. And you can allow yourself a moment to just rest back, relax, and let go. Letting go of any tension down your spine, the muscles in your back, being aware of the muscles in your legs, down through your ankles, all the way to your feet, your toes, even your arms, every finger, loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you pay attention to your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm asking you to. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit so that my voice just fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you, and it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say. Imagine yourself standing on the very top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders, and you can see the long grasses around you, moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you see a narrow, winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that this whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path, with the ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly, you feel almost as though you're floating on air. And in no time at all, you find yourself drifting through the trees, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, with the gentle sounds of birds singing, echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you still further as you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming lazier and lazier with each step that you take, until quite suddenly you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful deserted beach, a beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you, to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, and you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon, trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingers. And you look up and notice a faint haze, which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it out, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches, until it is immediately overhead. The largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let anything you're ready to let go of just drift up towards this large white cloud. Any worries, anything from the past, any anxieties, you can actually see them drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral, maybe like smoke from a bonfire, just spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. And the cloud absorbs all of your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker all the time, until, just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of your spiral of worries and cares and anything you have sent its way disappears inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your fears, everything that you have sent to the edges of the universe, leaving you feeling relaxed and at ease with yourself. And now, you decide to settle yourself down into a comfortable position and drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, and continue to relax, I invite you now to gently turn your attention inwards, becoming more aware of your body, noticing any areas that already feel a little more comfortable, more settled, or calmer than others. And without needing to think too hard about it, simply allowing your mind to search quietly for the part of your body that feels the most comfortable right now. Perhaps it is warmth somewhere, or softness, or steadiness, or simply a feeling that everything is all right there. And when you become aware of that comfortable part, just notice it. Become curious about it. Notice where it begins. Notice whether it has a temperature. Is it warm or is it cool? Notice whether it feels still or perhaps moving in a gentle way somehow. Maybe it has a shape, a texture, a colour, or perhaps a sense of lightness or space. There is no right or wrong, just whatever your mind becomes aware of. And as you notice that comfortable feeling more clearly, allow yourself to become absorbed in it, almost as though you are turning up the brightness on a light, or increasing the warmth of the sun, not forcing it, simply noticing more of what is already there. And as that feeling grows, perhaps becoming warmer, brighter, stronger, or softer, you may notice it becoming easier and easier to connect with. And now imagine gathering that feeling together, almost as though you could hold that comfort gently in your hands. And allow yourself to place that feeling into the area of your body or mind that needs it most right now, allowing that comfort to begin spreading naturally, gently, softly, easily, moving exactly where it needs to go, flowing through the body, bringing comfort, ease, steadiness, calm, helping your nervous system settle. And the more you notice that comfort, the more your brain begins learning something important. That comfort is not something you need to find outside yourself. It already exists within you. A feeling that is available whenever you need it. A feeling you can return to simply by pausing, noticing, and reconnecting with that comfortable space within you. And for now, simply allowing that feeling to continue spreading in exactly the right way that is right for you. And returning to your dream, where you find yourself in a place that feels just right, a peaceful space, perfectly calm and safe. Maybe it is somewhere you have been before, or maybe it is a new place your mind has created just for you. In this dream, everything feels steady and clear. Your body is light. Your breath is slow and effortless. And with each breath, you notice how easy it is to let go. Letting go of pressure. Letting go of fear. In this dream, you begin to understand something deeply comforting. That anxiety is just a message. A signal that your body wants to protect you. But here, in this calm place, you know there is no danger. And your body begins to remember how it feels to relax, how it feels to feel safe. You walk through this peaceful place in your dream, and you notice a sense of strength building gently within you, a quiet confidence that grows a little more each day. Because even outside of this dream, you are learning how to find calm, how to feel safe, how to feel free. And this dream becomes like a gift, a reminder that you are healing and you are in more control than you realize. Every time you return to this calm, this dream, this moment, your mind and body learn how to stay calm in the real world too, so that calm begins to follow you gently into your everyday life. And as you continue walking along this peaceful path, you notice something ahead. The path begins to divide, splitting into two separate roads. And you pause for a moment, standing comfortably at this fork in the road, simply observing. And as you pause there, you reconnect with that comfortable feeling you discovered earlier. That warmth, that steadiness, that calm. Perhaps you notice it spreading through your body once again, reminding you that safety already exists within you. And from that place, it becomes easier to see clearly, easier to choose. You notice the path to the left is familiar, a path you've walked many times before, a path of old habits, old reactions, old patterns. And you recognize where that path tends to lead, not because there is anything wrong with it, but because it no longer reflects who you are becoming. And you realize that you do not need to keep walking this path. And so you pause, you breathe slowly, comfortably, feeling that familiar sense of calm spreading through you once again. And as you take a gentle step backwards, the old picture begins to fade. And now you notice the path to the right. A path leading towards calm, towards safety, towards freedom, towards confidence, towards trusting yourself. A path where you respond differently. A path where you remember your strengths. A path where you know you can cope. And as you take your first step onto that new path, you quietly tell yourself, I can, I will. And you notice the picture ahead becoming clearer, brighter, more inviting. Because this path reflects who you are becoming, calmer, stronger, more capable, more confident. And every step forward reinforces that feeling. And perhaps now you can reconnect with that comfortable part of your body again, noticing how much easier it is to access that now, allowing that feeling to spread naturally through to the areas that need it most. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you pause, you breathe, you calm your mind, and you're relaxed and confident. Yesterday has gone, and with it everything that came, and tomorrow is something that can unfold in its own way, but right now, this moment is enough, and you can begin to notice in your own way what feels right for you. As we bring this time to a close, take a moment to notice how calm and steady you feel, knowing that this sense of ease is always there for you to access. You have done something positive for yourself today, and every small step you take builds towards the future that you are choosing to shape. Take this calm, this feeling of safety, with you as you step forward into the rest of your week, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and ready for whatever may unfold. And tonight, there is nothing you need to achieve, just allowing rest in whatever way it comes.